DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jesse Wingard in Bonn. Cyprus on Monday postponed a crucial parliamentary vote that would see a levy imposed on all bank accounts. The demand made by international creditors has sparked public anger and upset financial markets. Cyprus's banks will remain closed until Thursday to prevent a run on financial institutions as Cypriots try to withdraw as much money as they can from their accounts. Police were forced to seal off Parliament in the capital, Nicosia, where several hundred people gathered to protest the forced levy. Syria's opposition coalition met in Istanbul on Monday to elect the country's first prime minister. The two-day meeting will select one of 12 candidates to head the interim government. The new leader's job will be to oversee rebel-held areas of the country. Meanwhile, Lebanese security sources have said Syrian warplanes have bombed targets in eastern Lebanon. There have been no reports of casualties from the airstrikes. The attack comes just days after Damascus warned Beirut it would not tolerate Syrian rebels taking refuge in Lebanon. To the Democratic Republic of Congo, a US State Department spokeswoman says wanted Congolese rebel Bosco Atunga surrendered early Monday to the US Embassy in Kigali. The spokeswoman said Atunga walked into the embassy and asked to be transferred to the International Criminal Court in The Hague, where he is wanted to stand trial. Atunga is a former general and instigator of the M23 rebellion against the capital Kinshasa last year. He is wanted by the ICC for war crimes and crimes against humanity, including rape, murder, and recruiting child soldiers. Washington is reportedly in contact with the court and the Rwandan government to facilitate his request. German officials said Monday that the government will hold off plans to ban the country's biggest far-right political party, the National Democratic Party, or NPD. Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet had been divided over whether to back legal action initiated by Germany's 16 state governments to have the NPD banned. The decision has been criticised by the Central Council of Jews. An official announcement is set to be made following Tuesday's cabinet meeting. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Israel's new government has taken office. Following the official swearing-in ceremony, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the new parliament he was ready for, quote, real peace with the Palestinians. Netanyahu, who was elected for a third term in January's elections, will face the immediate task of passing an austerity budget. Monday's formalities come 2 days ahead of a visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories by US President Barack Obama. Ahead of his visit, Obama said the purpose of his trip to the Middle East was to listen rather than propose a political solution. He has ruled out demanding a freeze on the construction of Israeli settlements in the West Bank. A suicide car bomber in Somalia has killed at least 8 people. The bomb blast, which occurred in the country's capital, Mogadishu, was believed to have been targeting government security chief Khalif Ahmed Lig. Somalia's Al-Shabaab Islamist group has claimed responsibility for the attempted assassination, which saw Lig injured in the attack. The bombing comes just 1 day after Al-Shabaab insurgents retook the town of Hadur in Somalia's southwest after Ethiopian troops left the area. China has overtaken Britain to become the world's 5th largest arms exporter, its highest ranking since the Cold War. This equates to 5% of global trade, a Swedish think tank reported Monday. Beijing's largest buyer of weapons is Pakistan. China replaces Britain in the top 5 arms-dealing countries between 2008 and 2012. Rounding out the list, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said, are the United States, Russia, Germany and France. Japanese architect Toyo Ito has won the 2013 Pritzker Architecture Prize. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jesse Wingard, Deutsche Welle News.